good, man. How you doing?
Good. So I'm in Danvers, Massachusetts at McDonald's, and we have late night in Atlanta. So we have some technical audio difficulties beyond my control, of course. So what was the difficulties late night? Because you're the producer tonight. What's the difficulties tonight over there in ATL?
Well, you know, in Atlanta, we're always innovating, so we're trying to find new ways and better ways to, you know, bring your viewers better sound and all, so, you know.
I like that. I like that. The sound has to be there. All right, so, now this is a privilege, okay? Now, Nicole, right now, who's on the phone right now, oh, by the way, before I tell why I have you guys on the phone together, we have a great, great guest. We have Mel B from the Spice Girls. Who likes the Spice Girls? You enjoy the Spice Girls, Nicole?
Hell, yeah, I used to listen to them, but I don't listen to them now.
I think you're one of the lost Spice Girls, aren't you, right? And, Jace, are you one of the lost Spice Girls?
I used to look at them.
No.
I
used to listen to them when I was in middle school, but I don't listen to them now.
Well, the Spice Girls are awesome. And this is a privilege, too, because Nicole McFarlane, you have a show you called Ace on your own internet radio show. Plus, you have my movie, More Out of Life. And Jason J. Tavoris, I'm in his upcoming movie, the sequel to Eddie Thurber, Part 2, which we'll talk about that in the next couple of minutes. But first, I have Nicole on the phone, of course. So, Nicole, how does it feel that you play Chloe Lane in More Out of Life?
I was honored to do this movie with you, Derek.
Oh, thank you very much. Even though I make fun of you off the air a lot.
Yeah, and then there's times where you really get on my nerves. But you're funny. You're funny as hell. I can't even keep a straight face when I was doing the movie with you.
Exactly, you know. And I can leave this, we're having some technical difficulty. My mom's calling on the other line, right? Time for her to call, you know? Right now I'm ignoring my mom. But, you know, let's tell the viewers, what do I do off there? Jason, you know this part about me, but Jason, do you ever tease your lady friends?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Nicole, do you want to tell Jason in late night? Let me, before Nicole tells what I do to her, okay? Off the air. Late night, do you tease your lady friends?
If you consider, foreplay teasing, yeah.
Okay, this is a little bit more than foreplay. I don't know. Okay, Nicole, tell viewers what I do to you off the air, or what I say to you.
He jokes around with the whole drool joke that he has, and it makes me want to kill him for it.
Yes. Why do I do that? Can anybody answer me why I do this?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think of late night?
I have no clue.
Why do you think I do that, Nicole?
I don't know. Did you like getting on my nerves?
That's true, that's true. I don't know, my 12-year-old daughter, who's going to be 13 October 2nd, she thinks because I like you. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you for so much, and the people I like to aggravate, you know what I'm saying? Late night, when I was in Atlanta, did I aggravate you so much late night?
A little bit.
See? Because I made you do the part for No Lips, No Teeth. And you know what? It's a privilege that all of you guys are in No Lips, No Teeth, okay? That's going to come out in February. But anyway, more for More Out of Life coming up. We're going to play a clip from More Out of Life now, and Melissa Rose from the soundtrack from More Out of Life, Fierce and Fab. And then we'll come to Jason J. Tavoris after that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it. The queen, and I'm running this. Step up to me, you better represent. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you
just want more out of life.
Well, I have a friend for you.
You do?
Yes. His name is Frankalicious.
Spread the joy, spread the music, and that is why you must travel to Salem to meet my brother Jack Planiels in the pursuit of musical equality.
Mr. Jack Planiels, how you doing?
Come. Yes. Don't speak, babe. I know how you feel.
You do, but the reason why I'm here is because your brother sent me.
get out of the sweats and sweats then, you know what I'm saying?
True.
All right, Billy, and just one last question for you. Yes. Just to see how cheap you are, where would you take a lady? Red Lobster or McDonald's?
Neither. Wendy's.
Two cups. Cheers.
Yeah. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't channel it. The queen, and I'm running this. Step up to me, you better represent. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you... I know who you are. You are Jonah Hill.
I love your work. I mean, you worked with Ben Stiller. I mean, awesome.
Are you just saying that because I'm fat?
That's right. No.
Are you xenophobic all of a sudden?
I do not
tolerate prejudice. I'm going to walk out that door, okay? I've lost 43 pounds. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Billy. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't
like me, you can't handle it. The queen and... You must be Sammy Davis Jr. How you doing, Sammy Davis Jr.?
No, I'm not Sammy Davis Jr.
You're Chris Rock! Nice to meet you!
No, I'm not Chris Rock either.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Wanna know who I am?
Yeah.
Wanna know who the heck I am?
Yeah.
I'm Jerry Truman! I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't channel it. The queen, and I'm running this. Step up to me, you better represent. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you... I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't channel it. The queen, and I'm running this. Step up to me, you better represent. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it. In control and loving it. My swag's so fierce and fabulous. I'm always decked out with the freshest styles. Everywhere I roll, I ball for miles. Ice on my wrist, seven on my hips. Shoes on my feet, flies can hit. The heat I bring is danger. This is just your warning. My game is so electric, I can light it up. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it. The queen, and I'm running this. Step up to me, you better represent. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it. In control. When I step on the scene, it's like, whoa. Manicured nails, pedicured toes. Hairstyle tight, high end clothes. I'm so high like summer. Got the guys melting like butter. But the bling I'll wear is ice cold. I can freeze you up. Fierce, fabulous. Fierce, fabulous. I'm so fierce and fabulous. I'm fierce and fabulous. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it. The queen, and I'm running this. Step up to me, you better represent. I'm fierce and fabulous. If you ain't like me, you can't handle it.
Back here live on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 89. One more episode to episode 90, of course. We have Nicole McFarlane on the line. How are you doing, Nicole, again?
Fine.
And we have Jason J. DeVoris. And what's going on, Jason J. DeVoris?
Not too much, man. How you doing?
Good. And we have a late night in Atlanta. What's going on, late night?
It's an early morning.
Early morning. But you're late night. It's always late night where you are, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We had some technical difficulties before, but it's okay now. And, you know, now we have Jason J. DeVoris, you know, and, you know, he's wrote three great books, of course. The Shadow Inside, The Tale of a Feigned Killer, right?
No, The Shadow Inside and then Existence.
Existence. The Tale of a Feigned Killer. And you want to tell the audience how I got that wrong back in the day? I used to say feigned. What I used to say? Framed killer, I said, but it's feigned. And then your third book is, again?
Broken Tracks Beneath Forgotten Windows, which came out this year.
Of mine.
Yes. And, of course, you came out with two movies, Noise in the Kitchen, and, of course, Eddie Thurber, Formidable Adversary, which came out back in last December, right?
Yes.
Which I'm in. And the sequel, which comes out, what will be out, do you think, by October 1st, you think?
Well, I told everybody October 1st, but I think it might be out Monday night.
Now that is a super deal. But it's going to debut on my movie internet channel, dayolosay.com, on October 1st, no matter what, okay? But it's going to debut on your channel, your YouTube channel. What is your YouTube channel?
If you just go to my name, Jason J. Tavares, it pops right up.
And so the full title for this movie is Eddie Thurber 2.
Yep, Eddie Thurber and with the Roman numeral 2, and it's Allies and Adversaries.
Now, if you can tell the audience, what's the difference between this Eddie Thurber and the first Eddie Thurber?
This Eddie Thurber takes him to a different level. Before, he was just a regular guy who had lost his brother, and plus there was many other people in Rhode Island missing, and he got sick of not knowing where they are, but having a hunch of where they are. So he followed his hunch, basically, in part one.
I don't think I have you.
And he went out and, he found out where everybody was, and he brought them back.
What?
Well, in part two, it kind of just takes us to the next level.
You scared them.
Now, what level does this take you to?
Yeah.
I can't really say. You'd have to watch it.
I like that. Now, we're going to take a break. And Nicole, I want to get back to you for a second. We'll get back to you, Jason, after a few songs, okay? Now, Nicole, of course, even though I do tease you off the air, how good am I to you when I take you out to different restaurants?
You actually do pretty well without teasing me.
Yes.
I have the side of you better than the side that you tease me.
But no, I don't take you out as a boyfriend, but I take you out as a friend. But the thing is...
Yeah.
But the thing is, it could be more eventually. Who knows? On that note, let's play another song late night, okay?
Cool.
All right, late night?
Yep. Going to play the choice.
Okay. Okay, we're going to play the next song. Billy Gelman, an 18 country artist. With the choice, number 5 song for the month of August. Then we'll do Void 808, Come Undone, okay? And then we'll do David Guetta featuring Neo and Akon with Play Hard, the number 3rd song for the month of August. Then we'll come back after those 3 songs with Jason J. Tavares and Nicole McFarlane, okay?
All right.
With the proceeds of this song, it is my mission put a 500,000 shoes on kids worldwide. Will you help me?
We've all got a choice to make before our time on earth is up. If we want to be a part of something bigger than us,
are we gonna stand still and watch our brother cry and not join in the fight?
Keep turning the other eye. In the bigger picture, we're all just a speck of sand,
but we can join together and line up hand in hand.
Never leave out any woman, man, or child.
Even if it takes a while,
let's go the extra mile.
We all are one, a spirit lies within. Together we can open doors and lead us where we've never been.
The day will come.
Time.
someone else is counting on us to make the choice. We can move a mountain stone by stone.
Don't let a single dream go to waste.
Put a smile on a stranger's face. Leave the world a better place. We are one. A spirit lies within. Together we can open doors.
So they came here today. And they got some nice tennis shoes on their feet, so they're real happy about that. They don't have to be embarrassed wearing their sister and their mom's shoes anymore.
We are voice, a time and place where someone else is counting on us to make.
Est-ce qu'on peut dire merci? Say thank you.
Thank you. and just mop it. Show these gangsters how you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I beat the way that you rockin' with that thang thang. Girl, stop it. Wanna just bang bang and pop it while the club crowd are just watching. Work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
It's your turn to grab it, now make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
The only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard. Keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard. Keep partying like it's your job.
And we have the man that is funnier than Ronald McDonald himself. Because I'm at McDonald's, right?
I'm loving and it.
You're loving it, okay? And that's even a sponsor, Vinny Bucci. How you doing, Mr. Vinny Bucci?
Derek, I'm doing good, man. Trying to stay.
Are you booched up?
Huh?
Are you booched up?
I'm getting there. I am definitely getting there.
Now, why are you tired? Is my show tiring you out, or is it something else?
nah. Only once a month. But anyway, I got a second job recently, and I had to work a morning shift there, and I'm on a night shift at the depot like right now. Like I'm actually in a conference room talking to you.
While you're in the conference room now, okay, I got a job for you then. How many Home Depot employees can you get in the conference room to say a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
Well, it's pretty late at night. Not a lot of them are here.
So what do you do for Home Depot now?
There's one other person in the break room, but she's eating right now.
Are you working third shift?
What?
Are you working second shift or third? third shift?
Just a night shift. The first shift I worked at was at my other job. I was in a, it's a new place, it's called U.S. Jesco. Basically what they do is, it's like, you know how like when you go into like certain department stores or Kroger, you see those people, they're like, there's those booths set up that demonstrate products?
Yes.
That's the kind of job I have. So I'm basically doing that.
Oh my God. So when did you get off of Home Depot?
Tonight I get off at 10:30.
Wow. Well, believe it or not, I mean, I can do my morning show tomorrow. You know, I can do my morning show tomorrow, you know, from 6 to 9. But, I get started at 5:15 in the morning to get everything prepped up for my morning show here on the DerekShapiroShow.com. So it's like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So, but, Vinny, it's great to have you here. And how is Mr. Jerry Truman doing?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Is he a true radio show deadbeat now?
A true radio deadbeat? What is it?
No, show deadbeat.
I suppose. I have no idea.
We have another caller.
Hey, Derek.
Hello, we have Jason J. Tavoris again, so this is cool. This is Jason, me, Vinny. Vinny, me, Jason.
What's up, Jason?
Yes, both of you are in No Lips, No Teeth, of course. And Vinny Bucci was in The Case, the radio show host. He's in More Than Life with me, of course. Now, of course, Vinny, tell me about being More Than Life. Tell me about your character. You played yourself in that. Tell me about that.
Yes, I did. I played myself. It was a very interesting shoot. I got to see I did get a chance to see my scene in the movie. Out of all the takes we did, I was shocked by the one that was picked. I personally felt the second take was better, but you know what? It's not my movie, and either way, it showcased me in a positive light. So I'm not that upset.
But actually, it is your movie. Everything that you touch, it's your movie too. You know what I'm saying, Vinny?
Oh, I know. I meant like I'm an actor in the movie, but you know, I don't edit it. Is what I was saying by that. That's what
No, true. Now, Jason.
Yes.
Do you edit your movies, Jason?
Well, I edit them the best I can when filming them, and what I mean by that is like I'll do 6 scenes of the same scene that I'm looking for, and then I take the best one.
How do you pick the best one? What's your method of madness?
I look through and I try to see the one that's the most clear. You know, it captures basically what I wrote prior to filming, and I feel that it ties into the scene prior and the scene after.
Okay. Now that's cool. I can dig that too, and that's what I try to do with myself too. You know, so and this is cool. You know, we have late night in Atlanta, and Vinny, you're in Johns Creek in Atlanta, right?
Yep, I am in the Johns Creek area tonight.
And I'm in Massachusetts. Jason, you're in Warwick, Rhode Island, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so different parts of the states, you know what I'm saying? 3 states and one and 2 different parts of Atlanta. Now I can give some Facebook shout-outs for people who's listening on Facebook right now. Let's say good evening to Lakeisha Hawley, Michael Ellis, Alana Feinberg, Chachi Cavallo, Bringing Beretta, Carl Bird, Kiki, Rose. Let's say good evening to you who's watching. Trina C., Ron St. Pierre, Melissa Ann Everton, Young Chris, Coco Rose, Alapo Lemaru, Faith Robinson, Amy Catherine Hurst, Aaron Lockwood, and Michael Ellis. Hello to all of you. And now we're going to go on to the next part of the show and play some more music. Jason J. DeVos, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And if you want to stick around to the end of the show, I'm going to play some more music. But if not, I know you have a lot of stuff to do and you have a lot of promotion to do for your film, right?
Yeah, it's coming out either Monday or Tuesday night. So probably Tuesday at the latest. I had put out October 1st, but, you know, apparently it got done much earlier.
And give me information again. Where can people find your information?
They just go to Facebook.com, author Jason J. Tavoris, so they can see the film on there. Or when it comes out, you know, Tuesday night, probably at the latest, they can go to YouTube and type in my first name, middle initial J, and last name Tavoris. So Jason J. Tavoris, and all the videos and interviews pop up on YouTube.
All right. I'm going to play some more music, of course, and let's see what's happening next on the list over here. Let me get the list back up. And Vinny, when you go back to work, Vinny?
Yeah, I gotta go back to work right now.
Well, thank you very much for joining us again, Vinny. It's a privilege to speak to you, and next month is our 90th episode, Vinny. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait for it.
I'm telling you, it's going to be more fun than going to Disney World and Universal Studios, okay, together, okay? We're going to have an awesome... I'm sorry?
What about Six Flags?
It's not going to be more fun than that. I'm sorry.
Hey, Doug, can I do a quick shout-out on this?
Yes, you may, Jason Tavoris.
Before I go, I'd like to say you did a great job in the film. And when it comes out, I think people are going to remember you, or if they decide to watch part one of Eddie Thurber's Formidable Adversary, the original film, they're going to see your character in there. They're going to see where it was taken in part two, in Eddie Thurber 2, Allies and Adversaries. I think they're going to be very impressed. And I'd love to do a shout-out to Sylvester Stallone and let him know that I am working my way to that level with the films getting better, more books coming out in the future. And I would still like to meet the man and shake his hand for all of his accomplishments. Still a big goal of mine.
Well, that is cool. That is cool. Well, thank you very much. Well, now I'm going to go with Kelly Clarkson, the number second song for the month of August. Kelly Clarkson, People Like Us. Well, all people, of course, like us, of course. And then we'll come back, of course, and tell you the feature interview of the night, Mel B from the Spice Girls. And I'm telling you, she's beautiful, I'm telling you. But you can only hear her voice, okay? And so Sylvester Stallone's watching. I think he'll love Mel B, right, Jason?
Well, Stallone is listening. He's the greatest action star, and I'm still impressed by all his talents that he's put out through the years.
Yeah, so what do you think about Vinny? Well, what do you think about Mel B from the Spice Girls?
Oh, I like Mel B. I was, Spice Girls, definitely, a legendary group from the 90s, and I thought it was great to see them reunite at the Olympics, and I just think Mel B, tremendous talent. Look forward to seeing what she does in the future.
Okay, so we're going to play Kelly Clarkson, People Like Us, Lady Night, okay? And then we'll come back right before the interview, okay?
Okay, cool.
Hi, Jack. I'll talk to you soon,
everybody. Okay, great. So we'll be back after one song. Whoever wants to stay in line.
We come into this world unknown, but know that we are not alone. They try and knock us down. The change is coming. It's our time now.
Hey, everybody.
We have a Backyard episode 89 with me and Late Night. No one else is on the phone. Is Jason J. Tavares there? Did he leave? Vinny Bucci, he left. So just me and you and Late Night, right?
Yeah, it's just us two.
You know, I don't think Ryan Seacrest is watching us tonight because I was looking at the TV here at McDonald's here in Danvers, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing his new show. Did you know he has a new show out?
No. I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, I mean, he's on American Idol. He does On Air with Ryan Seacrest. He was on my show back in the day, too.
Okay.
He has a countdown show, and he does E. He's producer of the Kardashians. Now he's on a Million Second Quiz show, you know, on NBC, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, how do you get props to him? Because I interviewed him before.
Is he now, trying to beat a...
Shout out to my sponsors. Natural Salon, by the way, and Burlington Mall, 75 Middlesex Turnpike, Burlington, Mass. Nail care, wax and facial, spa pedicures, Natural Salon at Burlington Mall, 75 Middlesex Turnpike, Burlington, Mass. Give them a call, 71-273-0795, 71-273-0795, of course. Now, the Firefly Diner, breakfast, lunch, all day, at 435 U.S. Route 1, Kittery, Maine. Give them a call, 207-752-1120. 207-752-1120, 435 U.S. Route 1, Kittery, Maine, the Firefly Diner. People in Kittery, Maine. And by the way, in that diner, everything is made to order just for you. Fresh cut vegetables, homemade recipes, just like going home to mom's for breakfast and lunch all day. And, of course, it's just better than going to your mom's, you know.
I'm hungry now.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm hungry now.
No, me too. Johnny's Famous Roast Beef and Pizza, located at 125 Main Street, Stoneham, Massachusetts. Give them a call, 71-438-8899, 71-438-8899, 125 Main Street, Stoneham, Mass. Johnny's Roast Beef and Pizza.com, Johnny's Roast Beef and Pizza.com. And then we also want to give a shout out to Auto Body on 481 Eastern Avenue, Chelsea, Mass. You can email them at Eastern Ave. AB@gmail.com. They do total collision repair, expert painting, frame strengthening, insurance appraisals, used car sales, foreign and domestic. Give them a call, 617-884-0188, 617-884-0188, Eastern Ave, Auto Body, 481 Eastern Avenue, Chelsea, Massachusetts. Also, Prestige Motor Sales, quality pre-owned vehicles, 713-210-100, 713-210-100, 600 Broadway, Malden, Mass., 600 Broadway, Malden, Mass. Prestige MotorsUSA.com. PrestigeMotorsUSA.com. You can email them at PrestigeMotorsOfMalden@yahoo.com. Also, Bamboo Fine Asian Cuisine. They're located 213 Burlington Road, Route 62, Bedford, Mass. Bamboo Fine Asian Cuisine, 213 Burlington Road. On Route 62 in Bedford, Mass. Give them a call, 71-275-5888, 71-275-5888, and Lemon Tree Restaurant. Let's say hello to San T&B over there in Burlington, Massachusetts. And then also, too, I want to give a shout-out to Yay Yogurt in Burlington, Massachusetts, of course. I tried some yogurt from them. I'm telling you, Yay Yogurt, I just said yay afterwards. Can we do that right
now? Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's go on to the feature interview. Mel B, and I'm going to play the Spice Girls, Stomp, and I'll play the number one song for the month of August, which is Robin Thicke. I'm telling you, did you see Miley Cyrus twerking with Robin Thicke?
Yeah, I like the way she's revamping her career.
I'm telling you. What if I invited that?
They said there's no such thing as bad publicity, but I think that would be bad publicity.
Yes. All right, so those three things. Here's Mel B from the Spice Girls. It's a short interview. So I recommend you to do this twice, okay? Mel B twice, okay?
Okay.
Then go into Spice Girls Stomp. You know why I picked that song? Because I stopped her in her tracks, okay? And then, of course, then Robin Thicke features Pharrell and T.I. with Blurred Lines, number one song for the month of August, okay?
Okay.
And then I'll come back and close up the show.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
Hi, Miss Mel B. Mel, can you give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
To who?
The Derek Shapiro Show.
I don't know who that show is.
Oh, that's me, actually.
Oh, I
know. They have a movie out. It's called Water Life. Mel, can you give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
To who?
The Derek Shapiro Show.
I don't know who that show is.
Oh, that's me, actually.
Oh,
They have a movie out. It's called Water Life.
Maybe I'm going blind. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
Okay, great. We have Dead Ear, I'm telling you, we have a moment of silence for the Dead Ear, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we have Nicole McFarlane back on the phone, of course, a.k.a. Ace, of course. Why do you have Ace for your name?
It's just a nickname I have.
Okay, so, why don't you legally change your name to Ace and then have Nicole for your nickname? Get it? Because nickname Nicole...
Nikki is just my nickname because of Nicole.
I know, but Nicole should be a nickname. Because Nicole.
Very funny, Derek.
Yes. So you have your own show, of course, and tell me about your show, Ace.
It's just a radio show that I do online and stuff. But I also DJ for another radio show.
Which is that?
GravityRadioX.com. It's a new radio station that came out a few months ago. A friend of mine got me into it. I know the owner. I just got the job there. I haven't really got the set for the time frame yet. But I should be on there soon.
All right. And you're on my show a lot, too, so that's great, isn't it, huh?
Yep.
I'm telling you, you're like the female Ryan Seacrest, right?
How do you figure on that?
I'm telling you. Hey, by the way, we just played, you know, Robin Thicke, Blur Lines. Are you doing any twerking for us?
No.
Okay, would you at least drool for us tonight on the air?
I'll show you, Derek.
Hey, Lena, can you help me from Atlanta?
Very funny, Derek.
Yes. Hey, Lena, if she killed me live on the air, okay, how many viewers of mine do you think will love that or hate it?
I'm not quite sure. I'd say it'd be 50-50.
I mean, do you think we should have a pay-per-view so people can actually pay for it?
Yeah.
Watch it?
That way you can, they can cover your funeral costs.
Now, that's definitely true. And if she ever does kill me, would you want an open casket or a closed casket, do you think?
It depends on what she does to your body.
It would be a closed casket, if you know what I mean.
All right, well, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. I want to thank Nicole McFarlane, a.k.a. Ace. I want to thank Late Night. I want to thank Johnny Richmond over there, Rich Productions. I want to thank Vinny Bucci, Jason J. Tavares, and... And catch me Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. for the Derek Shapiro's Basement Morning Show, 6 to 6:30. I'm on Channel 1, where you're on right now, Channel 1, DerekShapiroShow.com. On Channel 2, 6:30 to 7, and then 7 to 9, I'm on Video Archives section on the Derek Shapiro Show, the recorded part of the show. And I'm on 80s, 90s, 2000s, today, RadioTV.yosa.com, 6 to 9. And I'm on the Derek Shapiro's Morning Show, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday, on 80s, 90s, 2000s, today, RadioTV.yosa.com, and Gossip, RadioTV.yosa.com. I want to thank everybody for joining us this month. Next month, do you know who we have on the show?
Who's that?
Who? Okay, do you like soap operas?
Nah, not really.
Okay, Nicole, do you like soap operas?
Depends on which one catches my eye.
Okay, do you ever watch General Hospital?
Yes.
Do you know A.J. Quatermain?
Yep.
Okay, you do know who he is. Who is he? What did he do on the soap opera?
I know he's a doctor. I can't
no,
remember.
No, no, no. He's not a doctor. No, 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 no. But
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I watched General Hospital.
Oh. Well, his father played a doctor, but his father's dead on the show. He's in jail right now, his character. But he's an author. He has his own internet radio show on Sunday nights on UBN Radio, another internet radio show out of L.A. It comes on 11 o'clock Eastern Time and 8 o'clock Pacific Time. He's an author. He's a comedian. He's on my show next month on episode 90. Nicole, can you join us next month, too?
Huh?
You can join us for episode 90?
Next month.
Alright,
yep.
And Lena, you're back here next month?
Yeah, you know I like to travel, so I might be in California, I don't know. Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, and definitely, you both have to fill in for me if I die, if Nicole kills me, right?
Yeah, we'll let Jerry Truman
you know
do
I
it.
I really won't kill you. I like you too much.
We'll let Jerry Truman do it if he ever shows up.
I'm not the one.
Even if I bought... Do you like me still a lot, even if I bottle up all your drool and send it to late night in Atlanta?
No.
All right, thank you much for watching. Take it easy, guys. And let's go off the air for tonight. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.